Erz Migurei Aviv, wie Erz Kanaan. Pasuk tells us that Yaakov Avinu dwelled in Erz Migurei Aviv, in Erz Kanaan. Rashi tells us Could you bring me a lekach toy for a second? Lekach gracious. Over there. Bikesh Yaakov Leishay B'Shalva. Rashi brings to Yaakov wanted to sit B'Shalva. Kof Solov Roivza Shal Yosef. Says Rashi, says Rashi, Kof Salav Reivza Shal Yosef, Yosef, the Tzar of Yosef climbed upon him. And Rashi tells us, Tzadikim Mevakshim Leisha B'Shalma, Oyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loi Dayon, the Tzadikim, Mashi B'Sugun, Oyim HaBoam, Mashi Mevakshim Leisha B'Shalma, Oyim HaZeh, they want Shalva Olam Hazeh. No, that's for the Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, Tzadikim. There's no, they won't get Shalva. Serenity is not for Tzadikim in this world. We have to understand, obviously, Yaakov Avinu asks for Shalva. He wants to rest. What does it mean to rest? Yaakov Avinu L'choyer wants to go back Pashtus to relive his early youthful years where he sat Beishem Ve'ever. He sat learning Torah and Mishamish Tamid Chachamim. And L'choyer, that's L'choyer Yaakov's Bakosha Vayeshev Yaakov. Finally, after a life of constant Yisurim, in the amount of years, Tzoras Yosef, Tzoras Lavan, Tzoras Esav, running away, had to run away from home, 22 years. And then, in that whole Matzov, he was in Beis Lavan, who tricked him hundreds of times, 100 times, it says. Now Yaakov was Naaman, and yet the whole time being tricked and cheated on. The Yisurim that he had to go through those years. And then coming back, Abraham Yosish Imoy, 400 men with him. Also, another Matzav. That's the pasuk. Yaakov Avinu was very, very afraid. He might be killed. We have to kill. And next, Tzoras Dina, when he comes back, his wife, the Tzoras Dina, Achmon Litzlan, Kinevola also be Yisrael, V'chein lo Yehotze. Next, one after the next, Yaakov Avinu is suffering. The Hainu going through suffering. Yaakov Avinu is going through difficult times. So much so, later on, when he comes down to Mitzrayim, Parash Vayigash, Paroi, he's born into Paroi, and Paroi asks him, how old are you? You look very, very old. And Yaakov Avinu tells him, why do I look so old? I'm really only 130. I'm a young man at 130. But on my side, I look so old because days of sorrow, difficult times I went through. And I haven't reached the days of my forefathers. They lived 180. I'm not that old yet. So Yaakov Avinu We see how it affected him. He became very, very white. A very white man early from the Tzaddis. So much so that when Paro saw him, he thought he was my mamish, the oldest man that ever lived on the earth, L'chaira. He saw him, he was mamish. L'maisa. At the end of the day, Yaakovinu finally says, it's time, he's an older man. Leishe v'shalva. Let me sit and relax. And what am I going to do? I'm going to sit and learn. I'm going to work hard in Torah. So why can't Kofsal of Roitzel Shal Yosef, there was a tain on him. What's the tain, Rabbi Yisrael? Kofsal of Roitzel Shal Yosef, the Roitzel of Yosef jumps on him. No. There's no Shalva Boilem Hazeh. Yaakov Avinu, now's the time. You're in Olam Hazeh. You can't have Shalva yet. What's the Taina? What's the Svara? L'chol Yaakov Avinu wants to work. Wants to be Oyvid Hashem Mitoch HaShalva. And the Teret and the Yisoy God of Rabbi Yisai for us. Yisoy God of Rabbi Yisai. I found it afterwards. But then Yeruchim, maybe I saw him many years ago. Rabbi Yeruchim says this Yisoyit. He learns that there was a tvi on Yaakov Avinu because he wanted to say Shei B'Shalva. And even though it came, as he says, Mitzad is godless, that he didn't want to be Mushba by the Rechoiv, he didn't want to have to be out there dealing with other people who are crooks and being involved in things that are not, could be marachikim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hashem felt otherwise. It's a tzviya, Yaakov. On this, Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYosheh Be'emes comments, a person has to know the Yisoid Gadol, which the Mesilas Yisharim establishes in Perek Aleph, that this world is a oilam of nisyonis. This world is a world of difficulties, of troubles, of difficult times. As the Mesilas Yisharim writes in Perek Aleph, Hinei kol matzom avoyel mazeh, hinei nisoyon uli adam. Every matzav is nisoyon. A person, put this person in this world, b'tor mulchama achazoke. It's a struggle. And what's the realization of this yisoid? That we understand that oylam hazeh is not the yikr. Oylam hazeh is only the prize door. It's only the corridor to enter into the palace. The next world is for reaping rewards. The next world is where the emes ha-hanah, the essence of hanah will be granted. Where the person will sit and be nenemies of Hashchina, the greatest hanah possible. But Olam Hazeh is the world of struggle. It's the world of difficulties. The world of troubles. As Rabbeinu Tam comments in the Sefer HaYosheh, V'yamtina im b'chol yoyim b'chol shol b'chol chodesh. A person should wait for them. He's talking about troubles and difficulties. B'chol yoyim b'chol shol b'chol chodesh. V'yoyim b'liboy. Im yavlo yavol hayom ma'oyrois yavol l'mocha. If they won't come today, they're going to come tomorrow. V'im lo yoyim l'mocha yavol yilacha mocha. If they're not coming tomorrow, they're coming the day afterwards. Ki im se'eyo mezumo l'kabal oysom. He'll always be ready. He'll be ready for them. V'zeh ma'isei atzadik. It's says the Rebbeinu Tam, ki yachsho v'yeda, ki ha'oilam, nivei hatzlois. This world is the habitation, place for troubles, for yisurim, for difficulties. And why is that? Because this world, its tafkid, is to come to the next world and to reap the reward. This world's tafkid is that a person should be made b'melchama. He should strive, he should work hard to accomplish, to succeed, and overcome the difficulties, and then come and get his rewards. But if there are no difficulties, if it's not hard for the person, then there cannot be any reward. The reward comes only b'schus the avoido, b'schus the work, because of the problem, because of the struggle that he overcame, there he deserves the reward. But if there was no struggle and it wasn't hard for him, then he didn't experience the real true Olam Hazeh, and he cannot reap the reward in Olam Haba. The Yisoid of the Tzaddik is Ki Yachsho V'Yeda Ki Olam Nevei Hatlois. The Tzaddik has to know that it's going to be difficult, it's going to be hard. Yaakov Avinu in a certain Bechina here, and only Chazal Magish Bikesh Leisha B'Shalva. Yaakov Avinu represents this Metzius. Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, Ki Yesh Li Kol, I have everything. Yaakov Avinu realizes that this world is a world that's only a world that we're passing through. It's not the Iker. And in him is Mekayim. He's the one who's the symbol of this Metzius. And Yaakov Avinu stands for that Yisoid. Yaakov Avinu is the matzah of Sukkos, as we once spoke. Yaakov Avinu is connected to Sukkos, as the Torah says in Tuf Yud Ches. He's connected to Chag HaSukkos, all the others are connected to different Chag. Yaakov Avinu is connected to Sukkos. Sukkos is the booth. That's the lesson that Olam Hazeh is not forever. It's a booth. It's only for a certain amount of time. It's not everlasting. Olam Haba is for Netzach Netzachim. And Olam Hazeh's purpose is that we go through it and we're successful. Not in spite of the difficulties, but because of the difficulties. Because we have the difficulties. And because it's so hard. And because so much is expected of us, and we succeed at the end, that's the tachlis of Olam Hazeh. And the Silas Yisharim says in Perek Aleph, no human mind, no person who has any bardas can think that this world is the murph, is the place that's made for live forever. That this world we call home. Because there's no one, as he says, who doesn't have Yisurim, this and that, this guy with his peckle, that guy with his peckle. Everybody and anybody who's a somebody has a peckle. But that peckle is unique for him, specified for him, that he should accomplish what he was set out for this world to do. But even more, Rabbi Yisai, that this is the Yisoid, what Rabbi Yerucham says, and which I feel is such an important Yisoid for us in these times. All around us, there's different things going on in the world. Yisurim, troubles. We have to realize more. And the fact that it builds us, that gives us the Tzchar and the Olam Haba. But the Yisurim, the difficulties, the struggles, that's what builds us in Olam Hazeh. Meaning, that because that we have these Yisurim, because it's so difficult. So we work harder. There's a koyach in us that's sometimes untouched. This koyach is in a human being, which he never knew about. But because of chas v'shalom, a certain thing that happens, because of a difficulty, because of a situation that arises, that pushes him into the forefront, and all of a sudden he realizes he has koyach that he never knew. All of a sudden he wakes up and he's a different person. All of a sudden he realizes that he has godliness in him, but he always had it. But what brought it about? That difficult situation that he had to take charge. No one knew it. All of a sudden, Shlomo, the quiet little boy, he's now a teenager. No one knew he had these koiches. But because of this, the difficult situation that arose, and he had to take charge, that made him into who he was. That brought out the uniqueness, that brought out the godless. On Pumfaket, that the sign is made to make him into somebody great. How many times did we see it? People Nebuch, who came from broken homes. People had matzavim, that they were on their own. But because of that difficulty, and because of that struggle, he became great. He used that as koiches to the fullest, because if he wouldn't have survived. The Halakha of Shach, Zatzal, from 7 years old, he left his home. And because of the wars, he stood out. And he stayed in the yeshiva. It was very hard for him to go back home. He barely saw his mishpacha. But the Gadol Hadar was being built with all those difficulties. When Shach stayed up in the attic in some shul for months at a time because of the war, he couldn't leave. And his beard was so stuck together, you needed a chainsaw to get through the thickness of that beard. It hadn't been washed. And he sat there for years and days and months by himself in some Ezes Nashim. But he wrote his Chidushei Torah on a Chokas Nezikin, which he printed many years later. And that built Rav Shach into the great Rav Shach that he was. Because he was on his own, he had nothing else. That the Torah was Mechayim, and it became his lifeblood. The Mensch Tracht. A person thinks that it would be so easy if I had a big home, if I had it so mamish, so easy, I had a big car, I had everything. Oh, then, you should know, then the learning would be so easy for me. If it didn't come with difficulties, if it wasn't hard, if everything would be mamish arranged, if I had that thick mattress in yeshiva, if the food was mamish from China cloth, if mamish, who knows what, we'd have mamish those special, you know, toilets where you sit down in the toilet and mamish the shower comes out and showers you, and everything's mamish working for you at once, then. But it's so difficult to learn today. It's so difficult. We only have 3 meals a day. There's no tea room. There's no tea room at 4 o'clock where you get unlimited cake. I saw a recent article for the hotel. Special tea room. And with the two presidents on the side, tea room. Open 24 hours a day. Mamish, anytime you want. 3 in the morning, you want ice cream. No problem. Come by. From that, I'll steig, Rebbe. If I had everything in Olam Hazeh. And he doesn't realize Pumfakert. Pumfakert. Because it's so difficult. Because it's so hard. And he pushes and he struggles to reach it. Then he reaches his potential. When it's easy. When it's mamish easy. You know that you're not really living life to its fullest. And I once saw a quote, the bicycle quote. I don't know where I saw it. But it says, if you're pedaling very hard, if you're struggling with the bicycle, you know you're going up. But if it comes easy, you're barely pedaling, you know we're going in a downward motion, Rabbi Yisai. The same thing in life, Rabbi Yisai. If it's difficult, you got to pedal hard, put it into the fourth gear, and try to get up that mountain. But you know you're going up. But if you're cruising along on cruise control with your new car, with parks and rides by itself, you know you're not living in life, Rabbi Yisai. The true life, but true life is difficult, Rabbi Yisai. There's struggles. There's going to be Yisurim. There's going to be difficulties. But what's it all for? A bracha thinks, why do I have to go through this? Why is it so hard for me? Why is it so difficult? Why do I struggle so much with the Gemara? That guy over there, he managed to go so easy. The Teretz is, but you're going to struggle. You're going to work. But when you're eventually going to get it, the Avas HaTorah, the Gishmak, when you work through it and you're sad and you're hurt over it, how different are you going to feel? If it would have come easy to you, you never would have reached your potential. That guy has his own Nisoyin, Rabbi Yisai. His Nisoyin is a different Nisoyin. He has to work even harder where he's holding. Oh, but a person has to realize this world is for struggle, because only through that it's going to bring out your potential, Rabbi Yisai. Oh, my Rabbi Akiva! Kol Yomai, O Yisi Mitztayah, Apostik Zeh! V'chol Nafshecho, Afit, Ol Noyil, Dost Nafshecho! Amati Mosa Yovo El Yodai Vakemenu. When is it going to come to me? Rabbi Akiva lived his life. Kol Yomai. Mosa Yovo El Yodai Vakemenu. The whole Nafsh Chafito Noitas Nafshecha. He lived with that Yisoid, Rabbi Akiva. And that's why he became great. He lived with the Yisoid. Afilu Noitas Nafshecha. That my core, I'm going to use that, my strength. Afilu Noitas Nafshecha. When it gets tough, the tough get going. Who are the men and who are the mice? Difficult situations. It's hard to learn. He got a call from this and something happened. He can't learn. It's difficult. Difficult situation. Here's your Nisayon. Here's your task at hand. Here's your, where your colors will come out. Don't run away from it. We don't ask for Nisayonis. We don't ask for difficulties, but when it's present, when the difficulty is there, realize it's to bring you up. Nisayon is Moshe Neis. Harim Yisrael Neis. Put him up on a banner. From the Nisayon you'll become great. From the Nisayon you'll reach your potential. Rabbi Yisrael, I think he once told this story, such a Moshe de Gezach. Rabbi Lezner Yosef Lendenberg, if he first started to experience the pain, he thought it was just another headache. But it didn't go away for a long time. He went to the doctors. And the medical technology here in Yerushalayim at that time was mamish, wasn't so it was it wasn't so advanced, and many times there was a misdiagnosis. So the doctors informed Rabbi Lezer at that time that, in their opinion, he needed an operation, one that might cause him blindness for a few months. Might, but it could very, very well be, it's going to cause him blindness for Oilam. It might only be a few months of blindness, but it could very well be he'll be blind forever. He wasn't such a young man, wasn't too old, but he didn't know what to do. And even though he was just a businessman, he would give shiurim in the Bati Varsha. It's a great Gedolei Torah, it's a Chashev Yid. Everybody had a different day over there, all the Talmidei Chacham that spoke with him. Some said he should wait. Some said go ahead with it. At the end, most felt that he had to go away. He had to go with the recommendations of the doctors and take the operation. So they wanted to know, though, how soon would he need it. So the doctors told him that within 6 months he has to have this operation, no matter what. Then he realized that he might not see again. He might not be able to look inside a Gemara again. It was mamish unbearable, the thought, to think that he would never be able to look inside a Gemara. For the next 6 months, he spent every waking moment, Rabbi Lezer Yosef, learning two Masechtas by heart, Rabbi Yisai. was Masechtes Beitza and Masechtes Rosh Hashanah. Over and over, day in, day out, one thing consumed him, knowing these Masechtes Baal Peh. And why most people would have worried about what's going to be with the health, what's going to be with the future, this is all he worried about. Masechtes Rosh Hashanah Nochamu, or Masechtes Beyim. The day of the operation came, everybody was weeping, saying Tehillim for Blessed Yosef, and he cried as well, because it might be the last time he ever saw his dear ones. The kids are, he thought of all the moments that he wasted in his life, that he could have spent time doing more, and now the opportunity was gone, the last time he was able to open his eyes and see a Gemara again. But one thing, he was happy. At least he had mastered these two Masechtes. When he was woke up, his eyes were bandaged. And they said, you're not going to know for a few days how the operation did. Finally, the day came. He took off the bandages. He opened his eyes. And he began to weep. Baruch Hashem, he could see. The operation was successful. But for the rest of his life, he continued to teach these Masechtes, to teach Torah and the Maisa, and he still studied those Masechtes, which he had ingrained in his mind, the Masechtes Beis and Rosh Hashanah. In 1955, Rabbi Elazar Yosef passed away, and they opened up his Zavor, and there was a very strange request regarding the text he wished to have on his tombstone. He requested that it be written on that tombstone that he learned Masechtes Beitza and Masechtes Rosh Hashanah Rabbeisai 4,000 times. And he wrote on the gravestone that this feat be engraved on his gravestone so that perhaps one day someone will read this and accept upon himself to do the same. Ah, Rabbeisai. Avad, he would have learned his whole life. This person was teaching Torah. He's supporting, he's doing the right thing in his life. He was respected by Gdolei Torah. Why the Yisurim? Why the eye operation? What would have been without the eye operation? Rabbi said, so it's a difficult nisayon to go through. Months of worry. Months of chas v'shalom, what's going to be with his life? What happened at the end? It pushed him to memorize those Masechtes. And the Sofer Shul Dover 4,000 times, Rabbi Yisrael. We can't fathom it, Rabbi Yisrael. 4,000 times. Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, Masechtes Beitza. Besides all the other learning he did. But without that, Nisayon, Rabbi Yisrael. Without that difficulty. Without the struggle. That would have never been accomplished. Bachrim, Yungalite. Magidishirim. There comes times in a person's life, as Rabbeinu Tam says, this is Nevei Hatlois. There's going to be difficulties and struggles, and there's going to be Nisyonos that seem unbearable, seem so difficult. What's the message? What's the charge from the Kodesh Baruch Hu at that time? Oy Avram, Avram, kach nos binchos yichidcha shera hafta. Oy, what a servant of Avraham Shalom was Avram Avinu. Now you're telling me to take my only child, v'leich lechol etz amayriya, and bring him up for a carbon. What an nisayon! Avram, the nisayon was only his only child. But this was the future and the destiny of what he believed in. Of his life long. His lifelong ratzon to build a nation who serves the Ribbono Shel Olam. And here it is in his eyes, it's going to be wiped away. What an nisayon. What a difficulty. But we reap the rewards till today, Rabbi Yisrael. Avram goes through it, hinehine, I'm ready. He didn't ask for it. But when it came, he was ready. He was there. He was all there prepared and knowing that only from an Isaiah when it comes to me, if I work hard, there'll be siyat nishmaya to succeed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it upon a person, because a person, he knows that sometimes a person is not using out his potential. He brings on a person because a person's is starting to fall into a certain type of stagnation. He's falling into a certain matter where he's not growing. And there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends in the Soyoin. The Simotan days, you could be lifted up much higher. You're stagnating. You're not moving forward. Zok the stipling Baruch Bamidbar. What is the year of every mashbear? Why do Bochum have, and everybody have, these cool things called Yuridais? Rebbe, I'm in a Yurida. Why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu give Yuridas? Says the stipler, Moiri the Gapshar, Baruch Bamidbar. A Yurida is for a Toyeles. So if the stipler of a person wouldn't have the Yurida, not that we ask for it, but then he would get comfortable in his ways holding. He got to a madrega, he got to a level in his learning, a level in his ruchnius, and he's happy. Baruch Hashem, I'm better than all the guys in my yeshiva. Oh, but Shloimi, you're 21 years old, yeshiva's only 7-year-olds. But Baruch Hashem, I'm from the best bachrim here. But Shloimi, you could be better. Okay. He gets comfortable with his position. He doesn't realize that the stipler, he can go much higher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent inside a certain Yerida, he falls a little bit. He realized, let's not be so comfortable with my position, of the stipler. Because if I'm comfortable, I'll never go higher. So he has a certain Yerida, not that we ask for it. Certain thing happens, and then he realizes I have to discover even more. I don't want to fall to this thing, I want to discover even more. And he goes up a higher rung than he was before, boys. It's so beautiful. We understand Yerida a little bit. It's not for Chas V'Sholom for the person to get sulked and get depressed and get out of it. It's the realization that you can go much higher. That the ladder, that's Mutzav Aitzav and Oishim Agiyah Shemaimo, you're holding on in the second rung. Your potential is there to be used out so great. I once said the story of Masha'aron and Sefer. He says he once took an Avreich who was suffering from certain, whatever it was, diseases or whatever. He had four problems, and he was taken to an Adam Chashev. Now this Avreich was seemed to be the Chashev Avreich, was learning yeshiva and everything, many years. And Masha'aron took him into a Meshizov, a great Mekubal. And he said, you know why you're suffering? You know why you're going through this? Because you're not using your potential, you're using about a third of your potential. You could be right now somewhere so much higher, but you're not using it out. And your previous Gilgal, you also didn't use it out. And that's when you came back. And you're going to keep coming back because you're not fulfilling your potential. So many Bochum here. I'm not talking about Dafk in the room. But so many Bochum out there could be Muriyadikagoyikdoylin and learning. Could be Mamish accomplishing so much more. But they're satisfied. I come for an hour. What do you want from me? I do the Omer Yoimi Yeshiva. What do you want? But who are you? Don't look around. As the Chovas of Ovis says in Ruchnias, we look to the ones who are above us. In Gashmius, we look to the ones that are under us. We say, oh, Baruch Hashem, I have more than him. Like the Maaser Rabbi Akiva, when he was going away, the Ani came, he didn't have any money, he didn't have nothing. And Elio Novi danced on the door and said, I need to, and he became in the disguise of a person and said, we need straw. And Rabbi Akiva says, oh, we see we have straw in Gashmius. As long as we have straw, as long as we have a certain madrega, we're over somebody else, that's enough. But in Ruchnius, we have to look higher. We have to have goals. We have to have dreams. We have to have Ritzoinus to accomplish. A person goes to Siyumim. What does he come away with? Four bislies and three bambas. What do you come away with? A pack of Doritos? What do you walk away with? If he finished, why can't I finish? If he's been finishing Masechtas, if he's accomplishing, why can't I accomplish? Not a jealousy that he shouldn't chas v'shalom, but kina soifim tayar b'chochma. See, it should be a lesson to myself. Am I using out my potential? That guy struggled also. You go to each and everybody that was successful here, Rabbi Yisai, and you'll ask him, did he have struggles? Was it difficult? And he'll tell you, oh boy, were there struggles. Oh boy, did he cry for the difficulties. But he pushed on. He went forward. I know in a Rebbe of the Yeshiva, many years ago, that came crying to me. It's so difficult for him to learn Gemara. He doesn't feel he's growing. And he pushed on. And he pushed on. And today he's a Choshev Avreich. Rabbi Yisai, there's no one who is successful who didn't go through those struggles. And Bemis, that's the lesson of Chanukah, Rabbi Yisai. The Bach in Eretz Chanukah, in Tov Reish Ayin, the Bach writes, what was the whole Yisoid of Chanukah? Why was the union? What was the union of the Neis Chanukah? Since the Helik of Bach and Tov Reish Ayin, everybody has to learn this Bach. Says the Bach, Zog the Bach Merdik. What happened over here? Surah Sadah. Zog the Bach. Why was the eating in the Menorah? He said like this. The Bach coming to answer the Kasha. Lama loy kovam the Mishtol is Simcha k'may v'purim. Why is Chanukah different from Purim? Chanukah is the union of Ruchnius. There's no Mishtol of Simcha. Mefurish. There's no Mishtol of Simcha. No card playing. Doesn't say anywhere. According to some Shittas. Yugav Asareb is Pshat. But anyway, Venera, the Vapurim Ikag Zay Rosh Lafisha Nanu Misudosh Rosh Rosh. Dr. Bach, on Purim, the reason why we celebrate with the Guf is because they were Nanami Rosh Rosh. Valkay Nigzaleim Laro Gula Abin is a Gufim, Shenanu Meachil of Shtia Shalissa Visimcha Mishta Shalissa. Because she also Chuva, Eino Inu Nafshoisam. The Aveira was because they were Nana. The tshuva was, Dr. Bach, was that they ma'ana themselves. They ma'ana the guf. They did mida keneged mida. The Kavosh Amr Esther. And therefore, when they were zayim to the Yeshua, they made it a simcha of the guf. Because the Ikar Neis was the rescue of the guf. And the fact that the guf was nana, the guf went, the guf did a tshuva, and the guf now could be nana. Aval ich aneke ikar gzeira oisa. So, the Bach, why were the Yavodim coming from the Avoida? What was the reason? Says the Bach, why were they coming to attack Dafka the Menorah, the Avoida? What do they care for where we're making the Tomin? What do they want with our Tomin? What are they after? Why? Says the Ba'a, because they were Nisrashul Me'avoida. There was Yerida in the Avoida. There was Nisrashlus. V'timu ko hashmanim. U'kashechozu b'tshuva limso nafshom. Al ha'avoida. Hoshiyam Hashem Aydei Kohanim Oyvdei Ha'avoida. That's why we find the Neis was Dafka Aydei Kohanim. The Kohanim did it. Because the Svashos was in the Avoida. And the Tshuva, Dr. Bach, was Derech, that they now, Mr. Nefesh, were Makabal to do the Avoida. We're going all out. We're ready to give our lives to the Avoida. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koveya, the Neis, it was a Kaviyah on this thing of getting back the Avoida. To serve the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's the lesson of Chanukah, Rabbi Yisrael. Be'ez ha-sheheru na'avsham. When they mamish lit up, there was a oriz nefesh to realization that burden of shalayla, what's going on over here? The Yivonim want to attack us. The Yivonim are after our go. The Yivonim are after our ruchnias. But why is it the bach? Because there was a certain lack. Because it came to davening and he finished davening and didn't realize if he davened. He left the base medrash. Did I daven today? 1 second, I'll tell you. Yeah, the straps are there. I for sure davened shachris today. He couldn't remember if he davened the shachris. He came in the morning, and the next thing he knew, he's down by breakfast. Did he say, Tain talu matel of rocha, libnei eretz Yisrael or not? Did he say, Hunish ned yavi yavo today? I don't know, but I think I said it, but it's not Rosh Chodesh. I don't know where I'm holding. The next thing he knew, he started davening Shmona Esrei. The next thing he knew, he was somewhere in Japan in some shuk. When he got back from his trip, and he didn't fly El Al, when he got back from his trip, he realized he started beating on his chest. He thought he was being beat up with some black guy in the Bronx. And then he realized he was in the middle of Slach Lanu. That's Rashi's Ba'avoida. And his learning. What does his learning look like? He comes to Seder. He learns 15 minutes. He pats himself all over the back. Wow! What a kashu bachar I am. I learned 20 minutes this morning Seder. That was more than half the guys. They were all in the Vat Klali. His rashus ba'avoida. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Gzeira, but what's the Gzeira for? That's the Bach selling. Wake up! Realize where you could be! And then the best came out! The Kohenim realized what's going on! That's not just an Israshlus! That over here, they're taking away our Avoida! The Moise Nefesh will give up our lives. Matisyo, they go out. What did they think, Rabbi Yisai? Rambi Amiatim, how many were they? So little. The Yivonim had such advanced technology. The elephants were coming. Here come the elephants. Mamish, at that time, there was like Mamish superpower. They were counting the atomic bombs, the Yivonim. And what did he didn't have? Mamish nothing. But Heru Navsham, Mesiris Nefesh. And that Mesiris Nefesh brought out the godless of every single one of them. It was Heru Navsham. And that brought about Nais. It's just the opposite of Boy Sai. When we go to Malami Derech or Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Siyat Shmai above the Teva. It's not a Shmuz. Oh, but the Shmuz over here with learning a big Yisoy today, Boy Sai. So many of us in our lives, it comes times that we think, why me? Why am I going through this difficulty? Why Chas V'Shalom this Yisurim? And why that Yisurim? The Teretz is, as the Bach says, in this Avoida, in this area, there's this Vashlus. There's some area in your life that you could be Mashlin. You could get greater. The Yisurim Faket is not after a punishment, but it's a lesson. In this area we are holding, wake up! The guy walks one time, bangs his tefillin terribly. And then he says, oh, this door, stupid door, he's in the basement, why do they have this door here? He doesn't realize, it's a message, what's he doing, what is he thinking about doing with his tefillin on? Rachman al-Tzlan. What's his machshavas with his tefillin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving a lesson, he now has to run to the town, fix his tefillin, and he works all day getting new ritzus and else. What did that teach? What did that inspire inside of him? Ah, mitzvah tefillin. The next day when he puts on his tefillin, He won't daydream and know if he made the bracha or didn't make the bracha. Will kiss it once or twice a time and not even think where he's holding. And if it comes one day, it's difficult. His learning is not going. He has mafim in his learning. People ask this and that. Why is it? Maybe because he doesn't appreciate his learning as much. And he's more mesiris nefesh for the learning. More mesiris nefesh for the davening. More mesiris nefesh for the mitzvah. That's the lesson, Dr. Bach. Hakadosh brings the Gzeira, brings the Yisurin, because this is the world of Shalva. We have to keep going higher. We have to keep struggling. We have to keep growing. Because if not, Chas v'Shalom, we're going to go down. Ah, that's the lesson of Hanukkah, Rabbi Yisrael. Where we're holding. What the Rebbe Hashem wants from us. The Rebbe Hashem Tahir, why? The Tzaddik, why does he have that Yisurim? Then we see the Rasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't give him so much Yisurim. Why not? So Chazal, the Rasha, Hashem wants him to have everything here. He doesn't want him to grow hard further. Because this Rasha has already chosen. He's already made his Bechira. He doesn't want to go further. Oh, but the Tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows his desire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that the Tzaddik only wants one thing. He wants to reach that top of that ladder. And until his last dying day, he can keep going higher. He can keep growing with the Yisurim, with the difficulties, with the struggles, with the Yisurim. It gets to a massive, he thinks his mind is so difficult. Why am I going through this? And you don't realize, here's the ability for you. You, yes, little Shloimele, little Yankele, little Avramele, you, who you don't think is so great, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show you, you can be mamish, who knows what. You, little you, sitting in some yeshiva somewhere, I'm not learning a brisk though. I'm not learning the best yeshiva in the world, according to how everybody looks at it. I'm learning this small yeshiva here, or this yeshiva here. Why me? Why am I going through the struggles? The Teretz person has to realize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to you. I want you. I've chosen you because I realize that you and only you can become so great, can overcome this Nisayon, and only you can be the one to bring about this Kiddush Hashem in this world. So if the Nisayon comes about, Rabbi Sai, why are we backing away? It gets difficult. We'll run away from it today. Something so difficult, we're running to the psychiatrist and psychologist already. We're running here, we're running there. How many times will one come to me? And it's a good thing they come to the Rebbe. Need chizik. Oh, Rebbe, it's so hard. Oh, Rebbe, it's so hard in this. I'm struggling in this and this. It's so difficult for me. It's parnasa. It's this. It's that. And you don't realize. The Rebbe doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. The world has mamish mahavachu. The world is impressed upon us. That the Yisrael of Olam Hazeh. It's just pleasure and pleasure and pleasure. And if you're not, if you're struggling, if it's difficult, that's terrible. Oh, that's so terrible what you're going through. And the struggles that you're going, it should be so much better. What's the picture of life to a person sitting on the Bahama Islands, his feet up in some lounge chair by the pool that is in the shape of who knows what? And there he's sitting there by the lounge with a pina colada. That's the world. That's living Olam Hazeh. There it is, that picture in the mind. And it's impregnated to us. Living Olam Hazeh means just relaxing. Shalva! That's what Olam Hazeh is in the picture of the world. As a toys. We're not asking for the shaitas, but we have to realize Olam Hazeh is not about that. Not about Shalva. The Olam Hazeh, the Yisod of Olam Hazeh, is Nevei HaTlois. It's difficulties. It's mamish struggles. But for one purpose. If you sit on that lounge chair in the Bahamas, you're never going to go higher, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm not talking about a person needs a break, and so a person has to have a relax. If you go into a difficult situation, I'm not saying that he doesn't need to relax. But should that be the tachlis? That's what I'm waiting for. That's what I'm living for! He's living and he can't wait for the Bein Hazmanim! He's mamish living for it! A guy told me he has a calendar, he rips away mamish every day, he rips it away! Mamish k-k-k-k-svira sa-oimer! The Shaila want to make a new takon in yeshiva to make a svira to the end of his man! Hayom yom rishon ad Pesach! And he's slowly counting away. Or he can get the clock, the famous Chosin clock. How many hours and seconds left till Bein Hazmanim? That's what he's living for. He's waiting for the Bein Hazmanim. What does that mean?
then I'll relax. That's what I'm living for. It's just the opposite of Boisai. The living, when you're going uphill, you're struggling, but you're going up. When you're cruising down that Bein HaZmanim with no struggles, with no difficulties, with no Gemara, just sitting in front of a television set, who knows what. There, Boisai. Then you're dead in the matzav of Rachman al Itzlan. Nishkein Chaim. We don't call it dead, but this is not Chaim, Rabbi Yisai. Ki Chaim. Heim lo yiseyem. The ones who are doing, the ones who are accomplishing, the ones who are moving, the ones who are struggling. Then you're living, Rabbi Yisai. Kachi daika shel toira, pas ba melech, mai ba mesura, vala oretz tishon, uva toira ato omel! Ashrecha mo'ilam azeh! But even in Olam HaZeh, Rabbi says, the Ashrecha. Because you're not going to feel good about yourselves. You'll never feel anything, Rabbi says, by sitting behind doing nothing. When a person went through a difficult, and I hear how many times I hear it, he struggled and he worked. What a simcha he has at the end. What a tremendous amount of simcha he has. Because he's now realized his potential. Why are so many people wondering about depressed? Because they haven't brought about the potential yet. They're sitting wandering around with complexes of low self-esteem. Because no one's ready to work at it. No one's ready to struggle. To be difficult. And work. And struggle. And realize. And sometimes make a mistake. And fall down. But climb right up again. Shake yourself off. Climb up. Miyale bar Hashem. Umiyokum. The Yal of Hashem is in Aliyah, is going up, is climbing that mountain. Don't let anybody tell you that's going to be easy. Don't let anybody tell you there's not going to be struggles. You're not going to have difficulties. You're not going to come with sometimes maybe crying. It's going to be difficult. Not that we wish it, but at that moment realize. At that moment turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I know it's in the soyoin. I'm going to give it all I got. And you'll see Rabbi Yisai. You'll see. There he is. The new Shlomi Bernstein. The new Shlomi Bernstein. No one ever knew who this Bacha was. You see Bacham and Yeshiva even today. They all of a sudden that changed. You see they're working. They're struggling. But they're happy on their face. When they're sitting in that dorm room looking up at the ceiling, and counting the dots, dot to dot, he's doing on the ceiling. He's about to get a pen to go up to the roof. He's so bored already to draw the dot to dot on all the whole ceiling. He's been there so many times looking at the ceiling. But he's not struggling. It's a life. Death, Rabbi Yisai. This is what we have to realize. People should come over. And they should come over many times to their bay and say, it's hard. Maybe it's so hard, so difficult. I'm going through this and I'm going through that. But the answer to your question is, wake up. You're in Olam HaZeh. Don't let those pictures, people come back from there, who knows what, they see pictures and screens and this and that. What they picture of Olam HaZeh. And like we said last week, it's all a fake. It's all a dimyoin. Real Olam HaZeh is struggling. That's real Olam HaZeh. All that stuff that people picture in the mind, sitting some mountain somewhere, in a tent, having a good time, as they call it. That's not real living, Rabbi Yisai. We should be Zoycha, Be'ezah Hashem, this Hanukkah, Rabbi Yisai. And they're going to have difficulties this Hanukkah especially. How are we going to eat so many jelly donuts? That's mamash going to be a difficulty, Rabbi Yisai. We have to be Yotzi all the shitas, according to all the different types of custard and jelly donuts that we have to eat. That's also a very difficult struggle in life. You have the jelly donut and the custard one, mamish. But for Etzim and Hanukkah, we're going to be tested again also, Rabbi Yisai. There's going to be struggles on Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a miracle time, Rabbi Yisai. For Limud HaTorah. And that's why there's such a Yetzer to Mevatel. People don't realize what Oiris, the Chassam Sofer said, Rabbi Yisai. It's one Sefer Binyan Olam. The Chassam Sofer especially learned extra smart than Hanukkah. Because he said that's when the Oiris of Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The oiris of Torah were given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Chanukah. And therefore, Chanukah is a miracle time of Torah Sheval Peh. The whole Yisoid of Chanukah, different schools of Torah Sheval Peh. It's a miracle man of Adi Yitzhar to work hard to revitalize us. and it would make it difficult for us. He's going to make pies and make it mamish difficult. But Sofer Shaldova, we will have the realization that that's what we're living for, the difficulties. And through the difficult, we'll become great. Rebbeinu Shalom should give us this Yad Tishmaya. Rabbi say every single one of us can come to this realization, we can be different. We can become mamish great people. Let's work. Let's struggle. Not that we ask her, but when it comes, let's work hard. Kol Yomai. There's more difficulties, more experience in life. And as we go older, to the daigis, and the difficulties sometimes come greater. But one realization has to come. I'm going to do my best. And then I'll see Nisim v'Nifloys. We should be zoicha to realize this yisoid. Hadudoim nosdu reyach. Hadudoim nosdu reyach. Ve'al pesachinu kol megodim, says the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Darshins Chazal, Hadudoim nosdu reyach, Zududoi Ruvein, Ve'al pesachinu kol megodim, Zuner Chanukah. Fact that the Doi Moshe, the Doi Ruvein is Akdama, what's the connection between the Doi of Leah, those jasmines that was Ruvein got for his mother, and the Chashmonoim. So the Helik of the Doi Ruvein, the Ruvein cats, and all of Petach Tikvin is Akdama, Pshat. Leah could have said, what could I do already? The Maisa, it's not destined that I'm supposed to be with my husband. It's not destined right now that I should have more shvatim. Oh, but she really wanted. And she said, I'll do my bit. And she went out. And she got and she was zoicha to have Yisoch and Zvul in her voice. The Hashmonaim could also said, what can we do already? This Xeris! What can we do? We're honest! But they got up and they girded their loins and I said, we're going out to fight, come what may. So at the Mishnah, the end of Soita, says Chazal, what's going to be at the long end of times? All the tzoritz, chutz b'yavke, and this and that, and then the tzedok of the akelev, and all the tzoritz the Mishnah describes. And the Mishnah says, Al mi yesh li yishayin, al avinu shabashamayim. The Poshup Shat we learn, says the Duodai Ruvain, is that that's a kilo of Akashav, Al mi yesh li yishayin, we have the Yishayin to rely on. But he says, no, maybe that's also part of it. Al pi derech drush. People say, okay, you know what? The Yishayin will take care of it already. Let the Yishayin take care of it. Ah, that's the Maisa. When the head of the Vadi Yeshiva is called up to Rabbi Yisrael, Yaakov Lubchansky, the Mashkiach of the Baranovitz Yeshiva. And he asked him, Mashkiach, what's doing in Baranovitz? He used to call from time to time, see if they could help out. And Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov said, the Gashmi is his Bayridik. The Ruchnius need a little bit of a... The head of the Vadi Yeshiva didn't understand. He knew the conditions of Baranovitz was Rachmon al-Islam, Gashmius wise. The Ruchnius! Was married to Rabbi Chanan of Yisrael Yankim. What's Pshat? He said, explain. He says, you know, the Gashmius, that's the Bereshim's department. He does it B'Shleimus. What we're supposed to have, we're going to have, no matter what. Of a Ruchnius, that's our department. There we slack off a little bit. There, we look to be comfortable. We look for extras. We look to shy away from the past, but now, Toichal, we have so much in this world today. So much conveniences to learn. You look at the new Gemaras, the Vilna Shas, everything's so clear. Mamish, look at the Ran. When you had to learn the Ran, your Mamish had to struggle. Every Sefer today, they're coming out new. This thing with new charts and new this thing. It's so easy for you to learn. It's almost holding by the chip along with Shas, Madrega. Everything's there! And why aren't the Gedolim coming out? In the previous days, they'd struggled to have the Chazanishan in his house. He didn't have a full Shas, Kimat. He didn't have a full Shas. Rabbi Yosef once went to talk to him in learning. He said, hey, he had the Shas was making up one Gemara like this and one Gemara like that. Kimat, that's what he had. And Svarim, he barely had Svarim. They shared one Sefer. Rabbi Rudiman, the Rashiva of Baltimore, had terrible eyesight in his later years. And he said, you know where it came from? Many times I learned by the moonlight. One time I got the Ursameach, and there was all, to say for Ursameach, and it came out recently. And I knew I had to give it up. The next day I was going back to a different yeshiva. I spent the whole night learning the whole Ursameach by the moonlight. And that's why my eyes today are not in good condition. They had one little sefer, one tzais, and they struggled. And one shas, and they fought to get that gemara, and he would work at it until he had it. What they have, a gedolim. Many years Torah Or started, what type of conditions when they had, when they lived, when they started out over here at Boisai. What struggles. Many people were talking about the days when they came over on Diskin, the first yeshiva started in Diskin, they're not over here in Diskin, the orphanage home. They said they didn't have, the part they said they didn't have toilet seats. They had no toilet seats. American Bachur coming over from America, there was no toilet seats at Boisai. And what did you have for lunch? You came there, there was no silverware. Hands-on job. And I remember Rabbi Isai. When I came to Torah Or many years ago, I'm here 21 years. I came, what did you have for breakfast? A stick of margarine and a few vegetables. And some bread, that was it. And that stick of margarine stayed around Rabbi Isai a long time. It was Monday. And they put it out on Tuesday and Wednesday, and it never got, you really got used until it turned green. When it turned green, they put it in the lunch. Made green with the green peas. Camouflaged. No, I'm joking. But the margarine, the stick of margarine, what was for lunch and what was for supper? And there were no 44 restaurants you could go out. The new, Rebbe, did you hear about the new restaurant just opened up? Good American steaks. Didn't have all that. Struggle. You go down to supper, sometimes you can feel full. It was just a little bit full. You had a berek and you ran up. There wasn't so much to eat. I mean, there wasn't three choices. Bagels. If you don't like the bagels, there's tuna fish. And you don't like the tuna fish, there's extra. There wasn't so many choices. But the learning, Rabbi Sarah, the ruchnius. Today we have everything. Where's the work? Where's the struggles? But why do I have to struggle? Why can't it be easy? From easiness, you'll never get anywhere. You'll never become anybody, Rabbi Yisrael. Only if it's struggle. Only if it's difficult. Only if you say to yourself, I'm not going to go out with all my friends every single night and every single day for lunch, supper, and breakfast. I'm not going to always go out for meals. I'll eat whatever they have and I'll run up to Beis Medrash. In fact, you could buy a cake over here for $3.50. He has everything he wants, but where's the learning? And it could be just from fakert. You go out to these yeshivas in Tifrach. Someone told me, yeshiva in Tifrach, there's nothing, it's a wasteland. But go see the learning, Rabbi Yisrael. 600 bachurim, powerful. And the place where you have everything, where's the learning? You have a yeshiva, you have everything. But where's the learning? What's the yeshiva built for? So the guy who has the soda machines can make a panasa? He has to make a panasa, you have to have a yeshiva. This way you can put 3 or 4 coffee machines and soda machines and food machines. At least yeshiva's doing something. They're supporting Torah. Baruch Hashem. The Bacham are supporting Torah. Because this guy, Baruch Hashem, learns. So he's being supported by Torah. If he can't be a learner, he can be a Torah supporter. But, you know, I told the Bacham one time, just keep buying cakes. It's difficult to learn. Baruch Hashem, at least you're supporting somebody in learning. He's sleeping on the floor. The Mishnah could say on that Hashrecha Ba'olam Hazeh. But what did Rabbi Leo Lofiam once say, Rabbi Isai? Imata Oisa came. You gotta try it. You can't just believe. You gotta try it. You gotta have one time that's a difficult day. I got a tremendous splitting. Rabbi! Call the Bada! Mamish my head is splitting. He stays in Beis Medrash a few more minutes. So the Mishnah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chosh Peroisha Yaseh B'Torah. Even though the Maaseh, the Mashua says it's a migraine headache and something else, but Chosh Peroisha Yaseh B'Torah, Chosh Peroisha, he has stomach cramps. It's difficult to sit. And he struggles through that Seder, Boisai. He worked hard. I want you to come back after me and tell me that at the end of the day you didn't feel great. You didn't feel the Siyat Dishmaya Atzuma, Boisai. It was so difficult to get up to the Beis Medrash. The sniffles were sniffling away. Mamish, he had the sniffles and the snuffles and who knows what, allergies, all types of allergies. He's allergic to his Rebbe, every type of allergy he had. He's allergic to his Chavrusa, his Rebbe, everything. He breaks out with the hives when he comes next to his Chavrusa. But he struggled and he came to the Beis Medrash with the headache. He came with the earache, with the one ache. I don't know what is aching him already. He's had so many different aches since he's come to Yeshiva. And yet he comes and he struggles through the Seder, Boisai. And it was difficult, it wasn't hard. I want you to tell me, at the Seder Seder, you didn't see Siyat Dishmaya, and you come out with a Geshmak, Boisai. Because Fakert. Fakert! Just the opposite to how the world thinks! Not in spite of the difficulty you were successful, but because of the difficulty. Because of the sorrow of Esav. And because the Tzara of Dina and the Tzara of Yosef and Tzara, that's what built the Yaakov Avinu. That's what made him Sholem. Vayovo Yaakov Yisholi. Vayovo Yaakov Yishchad Yisholem. His Shleimus was built through the struggle with Esav. Through the war with Esav. Through the Doron Vayira Yaakov Yovo Yetzalo. That's what built Yaakov Avinu. And that's what's going to build each and every one of us. Let's not shy away from the desire of Esav. Let's step up to it. We don't ask for it. But when it's there, when it's in our face, let's step up to it. And we'll see the Eza Hashem, Abol Atayr, if we make that movement towards it. So if you're rooting cats, V'Avasachinu Komegadeinu, V'Yichashmo Noyim 11, are you fools? What are you doing? We're going out. And people say, and that's the claw at the end of the Mishnah Sota, they say, that's an excuse sometimes. Bar Yishlam will take care of it. Don't worry, Bar Yishlam. B'siyata dishmaya. I thought we should say it. But that doesn't mean that we don't have to make our effort. Be'ezer Hashem! We'll be in Shir tomorrow. Im Yirtzeh Hashem! I'll be there tomorrow, Rebbe. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, Hashem Vali wants you to be there. Just come. I don't say forget about the Yirtzeh Hashem, but come tomorrow to the Seder. Yirtzeh Hashem, he's from Bochur already. Be'ezras Hashem. Chas v'shalom is a beautiful thing to say it. But Avadi wants Be'ezras Hashem. But in Maisa, you have to make a bit of this little effort. You got to do something. And when you make that effort, until Afisus Koichus, as much as possible, you'll overcome those struggles. And you become an Odom Gadol, Rabbi Yisrael. No one, Rafutin once said, a beautiful Yisodom ending. He once said, we read these Gedolim books, and we think the Chofetz Chaim Mamish came out of his mother's womb with a long abode. Mamish, a white beard, a baby, and the first time the doctor was Mamish astonished, his hair came out of his head, the doctor. Here he is, Mei Akoin, coming out of his mother's womb. Long apaya, brisk apayas he had. The briskapayas with a longer bald. And the doctor was astonished. This is a baby. This is a rabbina. A rov. That's how the Chofetz Chaim came out, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what any gadol, he's been putting in one cell. We read Gedolim books. And what do we think? How do we walk away from a Gedolim book? At 4, he knew the whole Tanakh. At 6, Yerushalmi. 8, he was already writing Chidushim on Zohar. And by 10, he was already creating human beings. Well, I can't do that. I'll be a fireman. He takes out his biography. Lou Piniella, the fireman. At 7, he watched a movie. Oh, this is me among me. But you say, no Gadol, says of Hutner. No Gadol! You didn't think he struggled? You didn't think the Chofetz Chaim went and had a difficult life?
The Chofetz Chaim's father was nifted at a very young age. He had no tata. We once said over, even now it's a great accomplishment, once said over, at 10, 12 years old, how many blood do you think the Chofetz Chaim knew already? 40 blood, 50 blood, that's all. You'd think, oh, by the age of 12, 2,000 blood he knew. He was making a Siyum HaShas at 6 years old. Standing there proud at the Siyum HaShas, Madison Square Garden. HaShgol HaLach! 6 years old, he's making a Siyum HaShas. You know, when he Gedoyle went through such struggles. Or Rosh Yeshiva, Shlita. Till he was 12. At 9 years old, he was in a public school. He was beat up by some Italians. And he went to RJJ, and then he went on, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman, he sent him off to yeshiva. He sent him off to yeshiva, but what, who knows what the struggles he went through. He was selling papers on Delancey Street. And he, where was he? His father had a cleaners. His father was a vape from Jew, but he didn't want him to stay Stanley. He wanted to learn full time. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef put him on a train and sent him off to New Haven Yeshiva at 14 years old, a 14-year-old boy who was close with his parents. After 3 weeks, his father didn't send him a penny and no clothes. He wore the same clothes on his back. Until his father eventually gave in. He didn't think the Yeshiva struggled, Rabbi Yosef. For many years of his life, the Rebbe instead was made. He didn't buy a new dress for 15 years. Yeshiva didn't have any money. He worked as a mashgiach in a yeshiva. For whatever reason, they weren't able to pay him so much. If he did get paid at all, and also he worked as a rav, how much did he have? He had no kamat, nothing to live on. I think he was a wealthy man. He's looking at the yeshiva today, Baruch Hashem, all the cover he gets. Mamish buildings worth $4-10 million, and all over he gets drives big cars. He sits in first class. That's at 70, 80, Rabbi says, Soif HaKavod Lavoi. But the years of struggle of the yeshiva. He went to the Mir Yeshiva with his wife. Also, what they have over the outhouses. He went from American lifestyle at 17, 19 years old, a 19-year-old young married man with a wife, to Poland. The yeshiva said that it was freezing, 20 below. He took out his daughter, the Rebbe and Altuski, took her out. Freezing, 20 below zero. What they have, no bathrooms. Nothing. Primitivity. Nothing they had. And what came out? A Gadol B'Torah, an American Jew. Who knows what be today? Could it be Scheinberg's cleaners? Mamish, stores all over. Even in Mexico they have one. Even though it's not part of the 50 states. And today what is? That's Yeshiva Torah Or. All the yeshivas are boysah. Why? Because the yeshiva always lived by this. You got to keep going, keep smiling. You got to keep pushing. There'll be difficulties. And he didn't think he had difficulties and difficulties, Rabbi Yisai. Tremendous difficulties. He lived a life of struggles, trials and tribulations. But he pushed on. And he always knew this yesod. That if we use out our full koichas, we're not going to lose. Every gadol was that way, Rabbi Yisai. Don't let anybody fool you. Don't read any book. It tells you. The Gdolim had struggles in their avenues. Rav Hutni says, you see, the Chofetz Chaim didn't struggle with the Shmiras HaLashon. You think he didn't speak, didn't have difficulty in Neitz HaHorah, with Lashon HaHorah? Sheker! Avada, they have very high neshamas also. But HaGadol Mechaveiro, Yitzvei Gadol. It's so difficult, Rabbi Yisai. For the Tzadik, even more. But the siyata is my waiting. Rabbi Yisai, this is the charge of the Yimei Chanukah, Rabbi Yisai. The Chashmonoim taught us, the person brought the Gzeira to get them going. But they could have just said, what could we do? The person brought the Gzeira, we're honest! But what would we be today? Where would Klal Yisrael be today? We would have been shmadded up! We would have been misyavnim! We would have been living the lives, we would have been in the gyms! Building our muscles with the Yavanim. Come on, Shmili. Samuel. How big, how many can you pump? 700? There we'd be all day in the gyms like they wanted, Rabbi Yisai. Why is there Torah? Because a few, bunch of few of them.
A few small chabura got up and said, no, we're not going to let this difficulty, we're not going to let these divanim rule change our lives. We're going to stand up and be moisen nefesh. When everybody else might not realize it, we're going to stand up and be moisen nefesh. And in these days, b'yom ha'hem b'zman hazeh, there are those nishanis again. But everybody's doing it. Everybody saw a prison break. Everybody's going pay Hanukkah to pay drunken dreidel. Everybody's playing cards on Hanukkah. Mitzvah d'oraisa, she ain't boy, she ain't by kores. It might be kores, but it's a lav she ain't by kores. Who knows what happens after the late sonnets of the card games. But everybody's doing it. What can we do, Rebbe? That's the door. The Chashmonaim could have also said that. But they stood up and they said, Nil Hashem Eli. And they went out and they fought. And today, all of Klal Yisrael celebrates that Yontif of Hanukkah. You, every single one of us has that opportunity, especially on Hanukkah, to come to that realization that I, yes, me, little me sitting here, can become great. With all the difficulties around me, everybody pulling me one way, I stand up and I say, Hashem Elai, I'm going towards Hashem. I'm going in Hashem's team. I'm going with Hashem. And Be'ezah Hashem. Be'ezah Hashem Yisborach! With that effort! With that realization, and with that confirmation and decision that he's going to stand up, Be'ezah Hashem will be zoicha to nisim like we had in those days, in these times. Kayom mahem bezman hazeh, we should be zoicha to ala nisim ve'ala purukim ve'ala gvuris ve'ala tshuois, to Yeshua hamifis, Mashiach tikenu, m'heir v'min, amen.